Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tim, four in a row, and you got to be feeling good as you got the third best record in all the National League right now.
No, they're putting things together slowly, maybe, little by little, maybe. But 10 games over 500 does speak volumes, and you have to look at that part of it. And then just add the addendum in there that now they're really not playing great baseball. So wait until that happens. Wait until they really get rolling here. And I think they're about to embark on that journey here the next couple of months.
So I was asked, I was at a golf outing with Major League Baseball over the weekend, and I was asked, hey, how do Brewers fans feel? They feel a little slighted because the Brewers aren't going to be able to just jump in and spend the money. And I kind of thought about it for a minute. I thought, I don't think they feel slighted. I just think that it comes with being a small market. But then again, we've been told that money would not be a hindrance if there was somebody out there that this team needed to go get. Do you feel as a Brewer fan slighted at all?
No, well, a little bit. I think on the big picture side of things, you look at a decade at a time, and yes, you do. I think the landscape is built against the smaller market. It just is. Money equates to winning. It's not all the time, and we can point out lower payroll teams, look at the Rays, and you can get it done. I get it. But the odds of that happening on a regular basis without some of the money, they're challenging. They are. So are there going to be changes here? You didn't get Keuchel. You didn't get Kimbrel. I get it. We deal with it. We move on. But there will be some additions. There's going to be some additions, whether that's Baumgartner or not, whether that's a reliever, a return of Will Smith or some of these other guys. I mean, there's going to be some changes, and they're going to pony up some prospects instead of money, and they'll get it done that way.
Well, I get it. I don't feel slighted. I just feel like, don't say money is no object. It's not going to be the hindrance to getting somebody. You know what I mean? Because, and then to turn around in the narrative over the, just reading out of the Journal Sentinel the last couple of weeks has been, well, we want to be in on these people, but we have to be smart. No, that's not what was said. What was said was, if there's somebody there that's going to help this ball club, we're going to go get them, and money's not going to be the object. And now you're being told money's the object. That's the only area that as a fan I can say, man, it would just be nice just to shut up about how much money you don't have when the fans filled 2.5 million plus in the years you were rebuilding and basically stockpiling the money.
Yeah, and it's hard to get inside the nuts and bolts of exactly why they didn't sign them.
Right,
Kimbrel, for example. I mean, who knows? Maybe the agent said, "Hey, man, it's going to take a ton for Craig to come up to Milwaukee." Maybe there's some history. Maybe there's some geography involved here, although it's just 90 miles, north of Chicago. But, maybe it was Keuchel that said, I don't like the way they handle the pitching staff. And word is out that, starting pitcher might get pulled after 15 or 16 or 17 outs. And I don't want to roll that way. So we don't know the inside story. So it may have been maybe a strategy type situation where they say, hey, we don't think Kimbrel is going to be good enough to, number one, this year to sign him, get him back on track. And number two, the next couple of years, maybe they're looking at an age thing. I mean, we don't know for sure, but it's just the economics of the game. I believe this, Bill. I do. I believe within a decade or so, they're going to have to put some sort of restrictions, more than just a luxury tax on things. They're going to have to put some rules and regulations in form to make this a more level playing field. You just don't get the revenue that you do with the media contracts. You don't.
So now you've got the Brewers heading out on a tough road trip in which they're going to Houston, and Houston obviously the best record in baseball. The Cubs heading to Colorado, then to L.A., A little bit of a proving ground right now for the Milwaukee Brewers, but like you said, they're kind of putting it all together. I do find it interesting that Jimmy Nelson not going to start. He's going to take like a week off in between starts. And did they give a reason as to why for that?
Well, I think they want to go with their guys, and Freddy Peralta is key in all of this. As they with the off days here today and Thursday, and with what Jimmy did, and what Chase did yesterday, man, he stepped up. He was dynamite, and he's been pretty good all told in the starting rotation. So I think they had the luxury of just easing Jimmy into this just a little bit more, and I agree with that. That it didn't look good. It probably is the worst we've seen Jimmy Nelson in that performance, and that will improve as time goes by. But competition is one reason. The off days is another reason. But you really got to look at Freddy Peralta. He is key. The taking a step back with Gio, a little bit of a setback, and Chacin on the horizon. It does come down to Freddie, and you mentioned the road trip into Houston. I love it. I can't wait for these games. Freddie tomorrow's got a lot to prove, and then of course the big one on Wednesday, Woody against Verlander. That is just pure baseball, and we're starting to see it, Bill. We're starting to see. You played the highlight right there of Moose's home run yesterday. If you listen right at the beginning of that highlight, you can tell that fans are starting to hang on every pitch.
Right.
As soon as that ball hit that bat, people were all over it in a nanosecond. They were hanging on that thing. That was cool.
It was an electric crowd yesterday, obviously, on the bobblehead day for Christian Yelich. And the fact that Yelich went yard, I mean, which really ignited that fan base yesterday, which I thought was absolutely fantastic.
No, you got kids, and you get it, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday, man. Sometimes you have to take a look at a little different view and a little different perspective. I mean, imagine 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old kid in the stands holding the Christian Yelich bobble. They've been that's their guy. That's, you know, that's their Robin Yount to me. That's their Ryan Braun to some of the younger generation. And they're holding the bobble, and it's Christian Yelich, and they're looking forward to it, and he steps up and hits a home run. That is cool.
Hey, yesterday also in that ball game, you had some pretty solid defense. You talked about the pitching, but yesterday I got the sense that this team, and Tim, we've had this throughout the season. I was looking at the statistics after the seventh inning, have not been good for this team to come back and win. It seemed like yesterday, though, you kind of got the feeling that no matter what was thrown at them, they would win, whether that's just confidence over the Pittsburgh Pirates or whether this team is starting to turn the corner. You tell me.
No, I feel it too, and I feel Craig Counsell is starting to know that. I think the team is starting to know we're not out of this thing. They fall down 2-0, 3-0 in some of these games here in the last month, and it's almost like they keep their cool. And it is. It was amazing yesterday to see Craig Counsell and Clint Hurdle going at it, a little chess match. And Brault goes out because they announce Manny Pena, righty against the lefty. And okay, so there you go. Clinton Hurdle makes a change, brings in the right-hander. Counsell then adjusts and says, I'm going to pull back and burn my backup catcher here in the seventh inning. And that's a little rare in the National League to burn that second catcher right there. He goes to Ben Gamel, and he comes up with a huge hit to tie that game. I think they're gaining in confidence, and this is a slower process. Again, we want to compare, Bill, so many times this year. We want to compare it to last year, and I get that. I understand that. It was magical, and it was great. We're not in September on a 20-7 run right now, guys. We're in June here and playing, well, we're in June here playing better baseball, but putting together a great baseball team, hopefully, down the stretch here. That's where we're at here. It's tough to compare it to last year, really. It's like comparing, you know, the 2010 Packers to what's going on right now. You just can't compare that. You can't. Tough to recapture that magic.
If you start to look forward, by the way, we're talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on our flagship station out in Milwaukee. If you look forward and you say, as the Brewers head towards the trade deadline, their biggest weakness is what?
Despite 16 saves and on pace, and we're not even at the mathematical halfway mark, so we can double plus some of the prorated numbers. 16 saves for Josh Hader. That's pretty good. 32 if you double him. I mean, on pace for 35, 36, 30, close to 40 saves maybe. They still need a closer in my book. I slide everybody up. And we saw the game on Saturday. And Joe did a nice job pinch hitting on Saturday. You saw Alex Claudio, Junior Guerra, Jeremy Jeffress, and Josh Hader. That game was over in the sixth inning. And as long as Alex Claudio was pulling the weight. Now imagine putting a closer back in there, sliding everybody up. That's where the need is. And I know that was a huge part of the success last year. I think they can recapture that, but where that closer's going to be, I don't know. And it could happen where they keep Josh in the closer role because it's more than three outs at times, and then get another eighth-inning guy, a seventh-inning guy, a Joaquin Soria-type pitcher. So it is a reliever to me at this point.
Do you make a move or do anything right now as you start to become more and more worried about first base?
Not yet. I'm still okay with it. I think you have just a little more time. You do. You're seeing Travis Shaw come out of things a little bit, and I know you asked about first base, but I still think it's a possibility. Keston here is your second baseman. Moose is at third, and Shaw's at first. I do believe that, and if it comes to that, will it be a panic move? No. Imagine that. If Shaw is recapturing some of what he has done the last couple of years. Shaw, Keston Hira, Orlando Arcia, who's having an amazing year thus far offensively. Moustakas at third and Grandal in the infield. Braun, Kane, and Yelich in the outfield. You got one hell of an offense to move forward with.
Does it concern you that Jesus Aguilar, in just the last 2 weeks alone, again, 267 or 167, only one home run, nothing to really show for it, 12 strikeouts, only a couple of walks. I mean, it continues to flail at the plate.
Yeah, he does. And why is it that out of the norm to think that Shaw could play first base? They've moved Moustakas and Shaw around the diamond. I mean, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. It is tough. Who are you going to put your money on? You got a couple $100. Who are you going to put your money on to do better and to perform at a higher level, Travis Shaw or Jesus Aguilar? Mm-hmm. You just look at the track record, and that's where the money goes. Now, that doesn't mean that Zeus can't recapture. We're seeing a little bit of that. We're seeing some tougher at-bats. We're seeing a lot of two-strike foul-offs. So he's starting to slowly, maybe, I'm hoping. But Shaw definitely has a better eye at the plate, drawing walks, and that usually ends up well.
Tim, always good. Have a great rest of your day, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow on the postgame show, okay?
It's the off day and a couple of beers tonight, man.
You're the man. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
See you later.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan out of Milwaukee, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.